2021 Town Council meeting, currently 6:07. Roll call.
Matt Czarnecki.
Present.
Scott McVoy.
Present.
Randall Mobley.
Present.
Terry Langford.
Present.
Town Attorney Jacob Elder.
Present.
Town Manager Charlie Smith.
Present. I request that member Attorney Mike Sullivan speak. Thank you.
Clerk Treasurer Michelle Miller is present, and Council President Brad Amos is absent.
Do we have somebody here from Calvary Christian Church for prayer? So we did prayer, so we stand up to prayer, and then we'll do the pledge of allegiance.
Father God, we just want to thank you for this time and our people here at the town meeting. We just pray your anointment on the meeting, that we would do things that would fit what the town needs, and just thank you for all that you do for our town. We thank you for our town, period. It's a great place to live, and just thank you for the beautiful weather here lately, and just thank you for all that's being done, and we're moving forward, and we just ask you to remain your hands be on our people and be on our town and be on our meeting here, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll make a motion. I need a motion to amend or adopt the agenda as presented.
So moved.
I'll second. Any conversation about that? All in favor?
Aye.
And then I need a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Second. And basically just needing all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion to approve the allowance claims.
So moved.
Need a second?
I'll second. All right, second.
Second by Terry. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Approval of payroll allowance dockets. Need a motion?
So moved.
Second by Terry. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And I believe that's it, right? So comments from the public?
Mr. Grimes did, but he's here for items number 3 and 4.
Mr. Grimes, come to the mic.
He'll speak on items 3 and 4.
I'm sorry.
Don't pass up the cue.
And then, no ordinances or resolutions, no unfinished business. So now we go to new business. Mr. Russ Whelan.
Push on button two.
Nope. There you go. Is it not working? There it is. All right. What he's passing out today was the day for the bids on the new PD to be in. If you see the sheet in front of you, we only had one company, McRae Enterprises, that got the bid in to us for that project. Kind of want to walk through all those different lines just to kind of explain what's on there. Also, TEG is here, and the owner of McRae Enterprises is here also. If we have questions for either of those that have helped us through to this point in this process. The total bid, as you see, the base bid was $965,744.14. But then if you look in the middle, if you're used to these bids, you have some add-ons and then some takeoffs depending on what we want to go with. The three different add-ons, one was the fence and the gate that we talked on the side. Another add-on is ceramic tile coming into the main middle entrance where the training and the community room would be. And then another one is the seal coat in the parking lot once all the work is done. The big one, if you go over alternative, is a deduction, which is $245,128.50. And that is to deduct the outbuilding that we talked about that I was going to have out there to, you know, processing and things of that nature. I can tell you that I didn't dream that it was going to be that much. So obviously that would be a deduction, at least in my opinion. So with that deduction, I would like at least the other, I'd like the ceramic tile and the seal coat, the fencing and the gate around the thing. Obviously that would be nice, but I'll leave that up to the council. But I have all those figures kind of figured in. You know, with the fence, the bid price would be $777,363. Without the fence would be $728,503. Keep in mind we have cash on hand from the loan that we purchased the building with. With expenditures already coming out of that, we have approximately $574,000 still in the bank to go towards this project. So depending on what we go with, there's obviously going to be some added funds needed, whether we do the fence, without the fence. And keep in mind in this bid, particular bid here, that there's no bid in there for the security and the things of that, because that's separate. Without the fence, is $728,503.14. And then again, like I say, the security for that building is roughly $78,000. Now that's not in this bid. That's done separate through our own security, the company that we use that does the rest of our security. I tell you that just like say for the cash that we have on hand, the 574, there's other things that still have to come out that all that would not go towards paying this down. We still got to pay for security. I still owe TEG some money. I'm sure they're going to want to pay. So there's other things that still have to come out of that 574. So depending on where we're at, it's going to be at least another $233,852. And again, that's going to depend on some fees from TEG, and then obviously there's questions that there could be things that come up that we was not expecting when you start getting into the renovation and whatnot.
I have a question and a comment. My question is for the town attorney. Jake, did the bid process meet did we satisfy all the rules and regulations of the bid process? So I received one.
I cannot speak to, provided the correct public notice went out. We received, they were sealed, they were opened at whether it was earlier today,
day 2:30,
yes. Advertised, then I guess it would have met. You don't need to have any more than one.
Right.
But yeah, as far as I did not put it out, so I can't speak to whether or not it met all the noticing requirements.
Thank you. My comment would be, or amongst conversations for us, is we cannot have a police department without a fence. One, to secure the vehicles that need to be secured in there. Two, you're talking about evidence, vehicles that may be told for evidentiary value. They have to have, we can't build or refurbish a new police department without a fence. That's just my opinion. It needs to be a secure facility at all times. So the security is much needed for that. I don't know how you're working within where we're at budget-wise, as far as security or fitting that out, but you obviously need to have the cameras and the key fobs and everything to keep that facility what it needs to be is secure, because as the town grows, obviously crime is going to continue, and you're going to house more and more types of evidence inside that building and need the space, and we have to make sure that's secure.
That's correct.
So other than that, where are we number-wise, Chief, as far as budget, in budget, over budget, what are we talking about?
It depends, like I say, with the money that we have, you know, me and Charlie had talked several times, and I talked to some of you individually, that I thought that the amount of loan that we took out initially was not going to be enough for everything that had to be done. Again, there's no fluff in what we're doing there, too. This is just necessities that's going to that building. But based on, like I say, obviously with the money that I have in the bank, from that initial loan and to what this is, obviously there's not enough money. We're, say we're about at least $233,000 short from that loan. So I'm not going to say that I'm over budget. I'm going to say that the amount of loan that we took out to buy the building and then the other fees and stuff that have been coming out of there, I don't have enough left out of that initial loan to complete this project.
So is the request for the council to meet the overage, I would assume, for the necessary items that you need?
Yeah, the twofold obviously would be, one, to award this bid to McRae Enterprises as the, you know, the sole bidder, and then allow me to then officially meet with them and still try to tighten up some other numbers within sight of the budget that he has presented. I'm sure there's some things that we can work out, knowing that at the end that yes, there would still going to be some monies needed to complete this project. But I think the main thing tonight will be awarding the bid to McRae so we can keep that project, you know, moving forward and on track.
And after the project is completed and we get a final number, we can do additional appropriations.
Hey, Chief, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
The ceramic tile for room 108, that's just the one large room?
That would be the room that, you know, going into the training room, where a lot of the public would go if we was having any type of meetings or whatnot. So that's the main. Right now, the floor in there, it's got ceramic, but it's obviously it's cracked and everything else. So again, you know, we're doing a new police department. Honestly, I want it to look new when we walk in.
So the remainder of the building, is it ceramic as well?
No, there would be on one side, the admin side would be the commercial carpet tiles, and then the other side is a flooring that is compatible with, they don't scratch, biohazard, easy to clean up type thing for the like booking area and whatnot. So there's basically three different types of flooring. You got carpet, ceramic tiling, and then some LVT type stuff on the other side.
So I just see, and maybe I missed this. I wasn't asleep, but maybe I missed it. But the McRae Enterprises, that's the only bid?
That's the only one, like I say, it was out, and that was the only one that submitted a bid.
Nobody else was really interested in it.
No.
No, she's just a tough guy to work for.
And that may be it also.
So TEG was the contract that consulted on this, so they handled the public posting and bidding solicitation and hold the whole court of state statute for the project.
So the, just real quick, the outbuilding that's been deleted, sorry, the outbuilding that's been deleted, what was the general square foot?
It's less than 1,000.
720.
Yeah, 720. It was, but the thing of it is that building was gonna, obviously it has to be aesthetically about the same as there, because you know you can't build just a pole barn for Sellersburg rules. Had an extended ceiling for the lift for, you know, us if we was gonna actually be processing, you know, vehicles and that nature in there. So there had some specialties. It did not have air, but it did have heat for in the winter. Nothing spectacular, but again, you know, in today's times, things are expensive. But obviously, I'm not asking for that now. That could be, obviously, and that was going to be a separate, in a sense, you know, phase. That's always something that we could do at a later date if you chose to do that.
So without that structure, what's our process now? How do we handle those?
Same thing. That was automatically in there as a delete. So we, if, you know, I'm saying we award, you know, McRae, and then we would, me and him, then would get together and kind of to go over and put in more concrete numbers of, hey, this is what we're wanting, I don't want this, and then move forward, just knowing, I say, at some point in this process, there is going to be some more funds due.
All right, thanks, Chief.
Chief, in your opinion, is everything that you and your agency needs inside this, these initial drawings that you've requested for the new department?
Yeah, as long as we stick to what we have here, with the exception of the output, yes, it has everything that not just myself, but, you know, Assistant Chief, the detectives, the guys, we've been in and out of there many times. It has everything that we need. I said, there's not a lot of fluff in there. You know, we're not doing new furniture and things of that nature. We're transferring a lot of furniture from our building because I didn't know numbers. And obviously, you know, it would be nice to say, yes, we'll get a new building and all new furniture. But, you know, again, that's probably another $100,000 from the estimates that I got for furniture if we did all new furniture also. And that's not a hard quote, but that's basing it on some other police departments that I've toured that got new furniture for their building. So, yeah, you know what I'm talking about, so.
Well, there's always Christmas, Chief.
There's always, I say, give me the thing. I'm not going to say that I'm not going to come back and ask for some other stuff later, but I need to get in the building first.
Well, I've said it before. I believe the men and women that serve in the police department need to have a modern facility with the everything that we need. Crime and the criminals that you deal with are more advanced than they were probably when we first started this business. And they also need a place that they can go to and be secure and have the comforts to be more efficient. You cannot work in a building with low standard equipment and do a professional job. It's very, very difficult. It can be done, but it's very difficult. I think you faced that for several years in the old building.
New problems every day.
Terry, do you have anything?
I think this has been a long time coming. It's a long time to do mold and the dampness issues they have. The mold and the dampness issues that they have in the existing building just dictate that we really need to step up and do this. It's been a long time coming.
I'll make a motion to award the, if no one has anything else, I'll make a motion to award the bid to McCray LLC of Sellersburg.
I'll second it.
So motion by Scott, second by Terry. Any other conversation?
And just so I'm clear.
I'll make sure that's in there.
Yeah, with the fence.
So I'm clear, it's the last amount in the last column, $720,000?
No. Them are just some of them where I have added, like I say, there's some additions. The numbers ain't set yet. Like I say, me and Mr. McBray will actually sit down once he's awarded and go through. You're not going to be actually citing on numbers tonight because we don't know the official number. There's going to be more. There could be some more taken off.
And that's what Michelle had mentioned earlier, correct? Yes.
There's going to be other numbers. This ain't a set. This is exactly what it is. That one there is based on, okay, if you don't do any of those additions and whatnot, we're actually going to, you know, do the fence. That's going to raise things. So only thing I can tell you for sure is that we're taking away the building.
So just for my understanding, we will actually vote on a final number, which we're
Well, there will be bills when I get to that point that I will be bringing.
If I could make a recommendation, you could make the award to the subcontractor for an amount not to exceed, if you wanted to do the $965,000, he could come back, or not to exceed the $1 million over that. Whatever number you feel comfortable with here today, give him the latitude to go back with the subcontractor and negotiate the difference. And that way, it's just not a blank check, and you'll have a little bit more control about what's coming. And obviously, when Chief gets with McCray and they work together, they'll come to another number. But right now, there is a number put forth by the subcontractor pursuant to the response, and that's what you're permitted to award.
So that number, I do have that added, would be $1,022,491.64. And that's with the addition, if we added the fence, which we just talked about, and then the other two, the ceramic and then seal coat in the parking lot. So with those three additions, yeah, it's $1,022,491.64.
So you're all right with that number?
I was just seeing something that seemed open-ended to me, and I don't like open-ended numbers, and that's what.
So we could do, like he said, not exceed that, and then let me work on that with
that
there.
Number includes the fencing, but not the building.
That's correct.
Okay. I'm good with that.
All right.
So go forward with the $1,022,491.64.
Not to exceed.
Not to exceed.
I'll make that motion.
All right, we got Scott, we got Terry for a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
And then Chief, I just have an additional follow-up question. I don't know if it's going through your office or with TEG, but the subcontract itself with the town and the subcontractor, are you all handling all that?
Yes. Yeah, I'll basically be doing, with his assistance, I'll be doing most of that.
Okay, would you please forward that to me, whatever subcontract that they're going to use?
Yes.
The AIA contract?
Great, I haven't seen anything, so.
I have all the official stuff right here. I just, so I got it this afternoon.
Don't worry.
But it's all right here.
Thank you.
All right.
Any other questions?
Thank you, Russ.
No further questions, Chief. Thank you.
Thank you all for your time.
All right, on to the next, Michelle Miller. The Indiana House and Community Development Authority Water Vending Vendor Agreement.
So I'll just jump in real quick. So this is a program through the Indiana Housing and Community Development. The state basically to allow for low-income assistance for water as a water utility. This is based on seeking Michelle and I's, I think, two Michelles and I have had a little bit of conversation about this. Basically, we need to sign up via a motion through the council to execute this contract with the state. It is a program that is a response to COVID. People will have the opportunity to then apply through the Indiana Housing and Community Development. Note here in the contract of the IHCDA to basically assist in their water bills. So this would allow us to basically be a participant community in that program for low-income assistance.
We participated in this program before prior to this year?
This is a new program that's based out of COVID.
So have we participated in any other type of government aided assistance?
We have partnered to be a member and to provide that assistance. I don't think that that's widely, I don't think that most people know that. So they just implemented this program and they've been tweaking it the last several months, and this is supposed to get out to more of our residents, our community, and to help with water bills specifically. Before, it was to try to gauge if they needed rental assistance, and now this is going to be for the water utility bill assistance.
And how
does this work, Charlie?
They would apply through the Indiana Housing and Community Development Corporation. They have paperwork and documentation and proof to provide the water bill to them, and then Indiana Housing would then communicate with us and send us a check for the bill of the person that's been approved. Long and short.
And is this all done in a timely manner so that their water doesn't get shut off or anything?
Yeah, they've extended their staff pretty significantly just to manage these programs through COVID.
Okay.
This is to prevent disconnect.
Yeah.
Right. Disconnect. Okay.
So, just need approval from the council to initiate this program.
So we're looking for a motion to approve?
Yes.
First by Mr. Mobley.
Second.
Second by Scott. Any other questions or comments?
We're going to advertise this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We can, yes.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, 5-0. For Bordo, sorry. Next line of business is 3 and 4 kind of blended together, 959 South Indiana Avenue.
No, I'm going to hook into this. Okay. They've got copies of that.
Okay.
Just one A version.
Yeah.
If you want to turn it on, we can probably work it out.
It doesn't matter. Whatever y'all want. I'll just show you like this. You've got a copy. Yeah,
I handed out a copy before the meeting.
Yeah.
Nathan Brown's Renaissance Design Build, 117 South Indiana Avenue, Sullivan, Indiana. We're here with Robert Riley from my firm, and also two or three people from Park Fusions and
at 959 South Indiana Avenue. That's the white building next to Mozzarella's Pizza at the point where Penn Street and Indiana Avenue come together. We have been through technical review committee a couple months ago, and there were several items that came out of that we needed to address, and so we've been trying to get all those items addressed for our clients. And if you look at there's two items specifically that we need to address. The first one is, as you can tell, this is a very tight site, not much room, and to meet the town's parking requirements, they have suggested that we get with the Mozzarella's Pizza site, the strip center there, and work out a parking agreement with them. We have a preliminary done that. They're agreeable to let us do that, but also then we need to have a sidewalk across the town of Sellersburg's pump station lot there, which is the blue line of this piece of paper, the blue highlighted area, which is a 5-foot sidewalk. We've also done an easement across that for sidewalk ingress, egress, access easement, and a description, and that's in this packet as well. So we're requesting that the town provide us an easement to put a sidewalk from the parking lot to our building to meet the parking requirements in your ordinance.
Yeah, so there, I do have a copy here that we can add to the record from the property owner, Teresa Bridges, managing member of Shell Creek LLC, notarized, signed dated August 8th. Understand the issue of parking on the property next to our Silver Creek location. Working with the property owner to provide 10 parking spaces to our adjacent property. Look forward to seeing the improvements on the property as well as new business in the area. So they handle that as it's requested the TRC as well as a 5-foot easement from a town utilization standpoint. There's no issue there from that. So I would recommend allowing the easement for the sidewalk construction.
In addition to that, if you do move forward with that, I just request that the applicant prepare the easement so we can record it. I know you've done some of that, Nathan.
Yeah, I've got an easement plat description in this packet, and I would assume you would be putting that on a deed document to record.
That'd be fine. You just send it over to me now.
Okay, I will do that.
Thank you.
I don't know if there's any questions about this or not, but they've been working on the building, trying to get this going for probably since February, I think it was, and then when you started. So it's been a long process working with the town to get this going. So this is one of the items due to your ordinance that we're trying to meet.
I appreciate you trying to meet that ordinance. I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Motion by Scott, second by Terry. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Thank you for hearing our case.
Thank you.
Secondly, it's similar, same site. The green item is a detention basin to meet your pre and post detention requirements. And in your ordinance, you have a requirement in the detention drainage ordinance that the detention basin has to be 25 feet from your building. Obviously, we're not 25 feet from your building. We're 2 feet from your building with our detention basin for meeting the pre and post requirements. But we need a variance, which most apparently comes from you guys, to put our detention basin, and it's not a retention basin, it's just a detention basin, so there will not be water standing in it. But we need a variance from you guys to do that for the site.
25 feet and put you what, out 31?
I can't get there.
There's time to 31.
To get 25 feet, we would be in Penn Street.
There's also a copy of the post and pre-site conditions on file with Mr. King.
I just have a question. Wouldn't this go before the appeals board for the board?
We're clarifying that now. The stormwater ordinance is a separate, from as my understanding, separate from the UDO. And it is an ordinance that you all created. It's not a UDO ordinance. Jake just brought that up to me.
I didn't know what was on the agenda for, but I'm going to look at it here quickly, because if it is adopted via the UDO, then you'd have to go before the BZA if it's outside of the Green Community Barriers.
We were told it was not part of the UDO.
Yeah, so ordinance 2021-OR003 is the stormwater ordinance that's outside of the UDO.
Now, I know that the question is whether or not the UDO states in there that you have to meet those requirements.
It does state that we need to meet the requirements of the outside ordinance.
Correct.
Which is why we ran the pre and post.
Right. So if the UDO said you have to meet it, I guess it's one before the other, but.
We brought that up to the TRC and they said it had to come before these guys, so I don't know.
First time hearing of it, but if that's what we want to move forward on, then you
know. The way that we've done the ordinance, the stormwater ordinance was designed to be standalone, that only the council had the authority to grant that due to the stormwater issues that we have in there.
That's fine.
So.
So this is not going to have anything to do with the water standing?
No, again, they meet, I think when they originally came to the TRC, they did not meet the pre and post numbers. With the updated standards that was completed, they did come into, because of the challenge of the site, the way topography lays, it all flows one direction. And there's a very significant NDOT right-of-way that runs along 31.
All that standing works actually in NDOT right-of-way on our property.
Right. So again, the way that there's only really one place you can put it. So again, by them coming into compliance with meeting the pre and post numbers on construction, got into the distance from the building, which is what they're asking for a pass on.
So they're asking for approval of the waiver of the fencing standards.
And I just want to, and I'm not opposed to the project by any means, but I want you all to understand each and every time somebody wants to come in, the justification is to the reason why. So, you know, obviously it's a unique space, it's been vacant, you know,
right.
But I just want you all to be aware that for the next time, this is going to be kind of, well, you did it for this person.
Yeah, due to the restricted site constraints and the topography of the site, I got about 1 foot of contour from one side to the other, so there's no way to even hardly drain the site. I can't do underground detention underneath the parking lot or anything like that, those are grades don't allow it. So.
How far away is it from the actual building?
It would be about 2 feet from the back of the building. The top of the detention basin.
And what is the building, the nature of the business of the building?
What they plan on doing is heartbeat perfusions, and they are training medical professionals how to use medical equipment. So they have medical equipment in there and they're going to have it.
It's a teaching area.
Charlie, help me out. Are we talking how deep and how wide? What are we talking about?
It's small. It's pretty small.
It's no more than 3 foot deep.
I mean, the size of that. The site, honestly, is probably not the size of this entire building. I mean, we're talking something very small. But they do have, you know, they are meeting the detention requirements, which from a TRC standpoint, it's more important than the actual placement. Which, right, I mean, this is a unique situation. I've been dealing with stormwater for about 8 years now. This is probably the first time I've run into something like this, just because of the odd shape and the right-of-way issues with NDOT on site.
I get all that. I'm not a stormwater guy. I know you know that. I tell you all the time. That's not my area of expertise, obviously, but is there any chance that any kids or anybody get inside this?
It's a standard basin.
It's an open basin that's going to be grass, so. And the only time there'll be water is when it rains, so it'll drain. Just delaying the water off the site like we need to.
So. About the only thing I can really compare this to in site-wise is probably, this as you would be familiar with, would be Dollar General in Jarrisville on 10th Street, right down from Jarrisville Police Station. There's a very small detention basin between 62 and the building. And honestly, you wouldn't even know it was a basin just looking at it, unless you went by there during a storm event. That's about, this is probably smaller than that. I mean, it's pretty small.
There's water from in front of German American Bank on the corner there.
Yeah, that's got to be another part of that.
If you would look at the 11x17 you provided, there's a plate that goes on the front of the pipe, and the holes in that plate are 3 and 5 inches in diameter.
That's yeah, I don't think that's relevant here. I mean, that's just restricting flow during the storm event.
But he was asking the children to get into it.
So Nathan, the minimum was 25 feet from the building?
That's what your drainage ordinance requires, yes.
And this is going to be 2 feet?
2 feet from the building entrance, yes.
So I'm trying to get a picture in my mind what this looks like. I mean, do you walk out the back door, do you walk one step, you pull in a detention basin?
It's also 2 feet from the steps that come out of the top of the building there, so you have to...
You know, I would feel more comfortable if it, you know, it was 25 feet was the minimum and it was 12 feet, you know, but 2 feet is, you know, I'm trying to get a picture in my mind. I can't really...
2 feet's the top of where it starts sloping down, so...
Yeah, this isn't like a walkout fall off. I mean, this is a gradual...
It's a 3-to-1 slope, so you can cut it.
Slope that goes down to where deep end. The deep end's going to be the furthest away from the door because of the way the land lies over there.
And we can do whatever you guys want, but we won't meet your drainage requirements then. So there's whichever way you want to, which is more important for you.
Well, I mean, I served on the BZA for 13 years, and typically they would review this, and then we forward it to the board. And, you know, I guess it's not part of this the way it is, but I'm just...
That's what we thought it would go for BZA too, but that's not what we were told, so...
Okay, and that's all well and good. It's just, I wish I could actually get a picture in my mind. Do we have anything other than this? Is this...
I have a larger size, sir.
Yeah, just...
Jake, to your point, even though this may set some sort of precedence, each one of these situations will be looked at.
Absolutely. Underneath their own set of facts.
Right.
And again, we know where this is located. We know the uniqueness, the unique qualities and characteristics of the site. But I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't bring it up to know that next time.
Understood. I just don't want somebody to walk in, like you said, and say, well, you did it for them. But
right.
Their situation is going to be unique from this one.
Sure.
Each one is going to be unique.
Sure.
Well, I mean, the verbiage in the law, whatever it is, 25 feet for a reason, you know, and what would that reason? Would it be safety? Is it, what's your take on it?
Typical standard practice. Okay, that's all it is, because, I mean, these things are designed for 210, 100-year storm events, you know.
So how
we get more than that sometimes? You know, again,
you get about 5 this summer.
Right, I mean, you get a 1,000-year storm, man. You know, everybody's underwater. So, I mean, you know, the intention is to help detain and control the release of stormwater off of the site to prevent flooding. Again, this is a small site with a very small basin.
Okay, you're saying it's a small basin. It's possibly 3 feet deep.
Is that at the farthest point?
At the farthest point.
At the deepest point, yeah.
How long and how wide is it? Because I'm not...
Looks like about maybe 85 feet long along Penn Street and the widest thing, the widest area is 23, maybe 24 feet. And it, you know, slopes down 3-to-1, so biggest part of that's your slope. You got 6 to 9 feet on each side. It's a slope down to the bottom of it. So.
And there probably isn't much else that they can do on the site, and that's what makes it so unique. But again, I just wanted to point that out for you. I wasn't trying to make things more complicated.
Basically, from the back of that existing building toward Monserola's parking lot is about 85 feet, and that's the whole back side on Penn Street is going to be the detention area.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
All right, so are we all good? So we're basically making a motion for a waiver of detention standards.
Variance. I think it's
variance.
A waiver on this site for this construction.
Could I ask if you guys are doing that you just make it very clear in your motion that it's a waiver of a setback requirement and not a detention requirement, so that we're not setting a precedence in the future of waiving detention requirements.
So it's a setback retention, you said?
It's, if I understand right, you're waiving the setback requirement.
Setback requirement from the building.
Yes, so I just don't want someone to read your minutes later on and to take commentary that you all waived detention requirements.
They are meeting the detention standard.
And we were told it was a variance, not a waiver, so I don't know what the right word is for. That's a legal term, so.
I think either one would be fine, just, you know, to Mr. Hillman's point, just that the only thing you're modifying is instead of 25 foot men, it's.
From a building, yeah.
For this particular project and these specific facts.
Okay. I don't know if that clears it up, your motion or not, but, or your request for a motion, but. So I'll base kind of what Jake had said there, for legal aspects and.
Will you state the actual motion, Jake?
I will, how about after?
Okay.
Would that help?
Just email it to me.
I got a question for Josh, our engineer. Josh, what's the downside to this? Can you please share with me?
The building owner is accepting that they're gonna have a detention basin 2 feet from their access point. The building owner, I believe, in conversation is accepting liability that they could be having flooding in that area. So as long as that's acknowledged from the town's perspective and on record that, you know, this thing gets sold later on and you're not accepting responsibility for flooding, maybe it's an emergency access perspective, but if there's front access that still has it, I think you're limited. It's a small ditch, Randy. I think it, you know, the drawing makes it look a lot different than it really is, but I would say you're a foot of detention from top to bottom, so I wouldn't call it very much.
Yeah, if it was verbalized 10 feet and it was 2 feet, but when someone says 25 feet, there's some reasoning there for that 25 feet. And then when somebody, and if he was asking for, you know, even 10 feet now off of 25, I'd be more warm and fuzzy about it. But 2 feet's not very far from my structure.
I understand. That's the area we have to put this in. So.
I got you. It's pretty. It's different than what I'm used to hearing, you know. And I don't want to see anybody not build anything they want to build. You know, I'm all about that. But 2 feet kind of concerns me. But go ahead, sir.
Just a note, sir, that our lip of the lip of our retention. It's indicated on there. We have the 100-year storm. We have a line indicated on there, and that line is a foot within our hole for our retention. So even a 100-year storm would not come over the top of our lip for our detention.
That's a 100% guarantee, right?
I don't know anything about a 100-year storm.
There's an outfall on the other end for mozzarella pizza.
Correct.
So that's the.
I'm just asking questions here. I've been exposed to this for quite a long time, and it's just typically if we had something that said 15 feet, we'd grant 12 or 10 or even 8. But when you
we don't have the room here to do that.
So. I got you.
And you're asking the right questions.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Good.
All right. So, motion based off of what. You know, like Jake said, so I'm looking for a motion for this decision.
I'll make a motion that we move forward with the request.
Motion first by Terry, or Randy, sorry.
I'll second.
Second by Terry. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Dissent? We're good.
Thank you for hearing our case. Appreciate that.
Last thing in new business is a purchase of a 2018 Ford Escape. Charlie?
Yeah, so this is, appreciate your service, sir. Uh,
purchase of skating, this is within my bounds to purchase within the budget as well. However, due to the timing, we pay bills once a month, and this missed the deadline. So in order to get this in our hands, I need to go ahead and bring this forward to you all for your approval instead of waiting until next month. Three quotes, low bid went to Jim O'Neill Ford for a used Ford Escape 2018 for $24,900. This will be split three ways between water, sewer, and streets and sanitation for $8,300 each. I'm looking for a motion and a second on that so I can get this car paid for.
Do you have the money in your budget?
Yes, sir.
I'll make a motion to approve the purchase of the vehicle requested by Town Manager Smith.
I'll second.
So first by Scott, second by Terry. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Consent. We're open.
We have an Explorer now that we're going to get rid of, correct?
Yes, correct. So what we're doing is recycling through some of these old vehicles. We have an older Ford Explorer that bit the dust. I think the repairs are well worth more than it is worth after doing some research. So we have a hand-me-down Ford Excursion that was, I don't remember what year it is, a police department vehicle. It's been cycled through departments. That vehicle will now be pushed down to utilize that for the water utility for locates. And then this new vehicle will be used for RMS4 streets and water sewer department there. So, correct. And I will be bringing, I'm working now on a list of future items we bring to you guys for auction, including that Explorer that we're replacing.
Thank you, Charlie.
Yes, sir.
Next on the agenda is general comments from the public. Anybody got anything there? All right, nothing there. Receipts, the staff reports, Charlie.
Just a couple quick things. So we've got, obviously, road paving is continuing. Right now, should be Wednesday or Thursday. We have a little bit of an issue on Highland. I'm being told Wednesday or Thursday, as well as Eagle Knoll getting paved in that same time frame. There were some base repairs that they were continuing on before they went through on the hot patch stuff. So they're over on a parallel doing some stuff with base repairs. They're scheduled concrete to begin on West Utica Street tomorrow. There is a line from Insight Cable or Spectrum Cable that was not marked that the contractor got into. We're still waiting on them to come out there and fix that. That's what the big opening is, where we're heading to do the stormwater repair up on Utica Street. So we're waiting for that, and then we can begin on there. There's a meeting going on. We've got a little bit of an area in Allentown that needs to be addressed. We've got the Utica Street issue that we're going to be meeting on, as well as Utica Street, Penn Street. We've got a little bit of a settlement issue down here that we're going to be addressing. So that is ongoing. High level real quick, we do have a Parks Board meeting tomorrow. We are going to be rolling out and announcing a new Christmas event this year. So on the Saturday the 4th and Saturday the 11th, we'll be having Town of Sellersburg, Caroling in the Park. We have a couple of local churches as well as daycares coming out. We're going to be doing caroling from 4 to 7 p.m. on those Saturdays. We'll have food trucks and Christmas lights and background. You can come get your family picture taken, kind of a thing. December 18th, Santa Claus is coming to town again. He liked our parade so much last year that he will be coming back to the town of Sellersburg to do the tour that was put out on the website and the Facebook today. So
I cannot tell you how excited I am.
Scott's going to be an elf.
So, yeah.
So, for the Santa parade, is there any way, I know what you guys are going to say, that we could get like a little heater or something in the back of the...
Well, this year, the town manager is not going to put you in the back of the dump truck. No. You all will be riding on the Santa trailer, the Santa float with Santa. This year, and you all will be his elves, pitching candy out to all the little boys and girls in town of Sellersburg. They hopefully hold out their signs to show Santa Claus what they want for Christmas this year. So,
just a little bit of heat,
Charlie. I'll try to work it out, boss. I can control a lot of things, but the weather's not one of them. So, December 18th is a Saturday. It'll kick off. We'll start at the lakeside at 1. If we do have a rain date on that
on that day, we will be postponing it till the next day, the 19th, on Sunday. So hopefully the weather cooperates. We had a beautiful day like we did today, and we'll get that, you know, looking forward to Santa coming to town.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
I'm sure I got a lot more, but that's all I can think of.
What was the correction on Allentown?
Allentown, where we did the widening at the S-turn, there's a little bit of collapse there. Sub-base failure from, and it's right in the turn. It's not very big, but we don't want it to get out of control. So,
are we going back through there and redoing that at some point?
Yes, that's what we're meeting on Wednesday.
Correct. That's all I know.
Yes, sir. I'll turn it on to Josh at this point.
Are you coming to the Christmas parade too?
If you would like me there, engineers are always a blast in parade. Gentlemen, thank you for having me tonight. I'm going to give a few quick updates. Charlie, is it okay if I make reference to CCNG?
If you want to go ahead and steal my thunder, Josh, you're welcome.
You forgot your thunder, so.
I was going to save it to when all five of the councilmen were here, but that's okay.
All right. We'll save it, but it was announced on your website that you all received $1 million, so we'll wait for the official award. Big kudos to Charlie for making that happen. I know he didn't want to take responsibility, but he really put all of that together. So
it's a team effort. Couldn't have done without JT.
So that was great. The largest amount you all have actually ever received for CCMG. So it'll be great for you all to spend and really repave your roads. Tonight, at the last meeting, Mr. Langford had asked for an update on the wastewater treatment plant. I think he also asked for a thermometer to measure how much percentage has been done each week or month.
That's right, I did.
So I want to introduce to you all Lori Wyatt. She is our water resources team.
She has a thermometer.
She has a big thermometer.
Come here, yes.
So Lori has been with us now for, I want to say, about 4 or 5 months. But she's a wastewater and water resource specialist and overseeing the wastewater project. So I'm going to introduce her and I'll quit talking. But she was told 3 minutes or less. Okay?
You guys have to be so fast. I'm just going to click to the pretty pictures and call it good. Here's your thermometer.
Thank you. You got to hang up yourself, sir.
Yeah. I might pass it
off. And if that's not large enough, I'm sure we can do it better. You just let me know.
This is a big project and I just wanted to see.
Absolutely.
Progress.
Yeah. I didn't color anything in. I was going to let you do that.
You
see
me color, right?
Yeah. I thought it would be fun.
2 minutes, Lori.
Yes. I'm done. Good evening. I think I've met most of you now, but I am Lori Wyatt. I am the Water Resources Team Leader for Jacoby Tombs and Lands, and so I'm going to give you some quick updates. You all have this presentation in front of you, so I'm just really going to hit the high points. If you want to, Charlie, let's really just go to the pictures. That's going to be page like 9. There. There's your pretty pictures. Mm-hmm. So as you can see, we are making good progress. Look at the pictures. Look at the pictures. If you go to the next one, you'll see we're about 30% completed on the clarifier concrete. The next one is the oxidation ditch, about 60% complete. Everything is progressing pretty well. There are some slight schedule delays, as with everything in the world right now, due to production and supply chain issues thanks to COVID, but we are, you know, we're working through those. The contractor's preparing a change order for that that will mess with the schedule a little bit, but no associated fee there. So that's the wastewater treatment plant update in 30 seconds or less. We're also working on West Northwest Pump Station and Ohio Avenue Water Main Extension is out for bid right now. The initial bid went out last week. Second advertisement will go out this week, and then you all have a wonderful bid opening for your next meeting. And the connection to Indian American is also under design. So there's your short and sweet update. Do you have any questions right now?
Randy, you got anything?
Well.
Did I hit less than 3 minutes?
Randy, you ask all the questions you need to ask.
Thanks.
I got it. I appreciate that. No, I'm trusting JTL to be your eyes and ears and taking care of us over there because I've never built a sewer plant, so guys just do what you do, you know.
That's what we're doing. We appreciate your trust.
Well, when they said you were a water person, I'm like, well, what's she doing with the sewer plant, you know, so.
That's right. Well, because we like to say we clean water. Mm-hmm. So we take all your water and we clean it, whether that's going to be your drinking water or your other water, and we clean it. So that's all of our water.
No, I'm good. These guys are just giving me a rough time for
answering
questions. And really, the reason I ask the questions is because I forget the answers. Then they know what they are, so I can go back and ask them. That's why I ask the questions.
For the record, Mr. Bogue is an immense help for me. So you ask all the questions you need, Brandon.
Thank you, Scott.
Anything else, Jenna?
Right.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So again, as Terry, I think you brought it up the last time. Again, the West Northwest Station is the gravity system, force main stuff that's going to start addressing some of our capacity issues out the system. That'll go down in Ohio near 65 interchange. I also have a meeting scheduled with the Indiana Department of Natural Resources about some potential assistance with this project. So again, trying to get that plan work done as far as that goes. And again, the Ohio Water Main is one that we've talked about a couple different times. I'm looping the system up there in the northwest quadrant of town to help with water pressure, water quality and pressure issues that we consistently have in Hillendale. Would run from McDonald's to tie into that fire hydrant as soon as you go to Hillendale, Ohio.
Now, will this water line you're talking about, Ohio, will it have any impact at all on Camp Run area, or will that be a separate feed? Or?
No, it'll actually link that side. So again, we're putting in the water line that would run across 60 and up.
Okay.
Poindexter, and then come up L up by Coffee Crossing. If Camp Run ever develops out and Camp Run runs over and connects 60 to Ohio, this would have an opportunity to connect that system over there.
Okay, at this point, it would be another loop.
This is planning for future loop while addressing immediate issue and needs in Hillendale and that area of town.
All right, thank you.
All right, Jake, got anything?
No.
All right. So, I figured I'd go to somebody that normally says he never gets, you know, picked first. So, Scott.
I don't have much. I know Brad's not here. Got that large grant. I noticed some of the sizes of the grant that some of the other municipalities have gotten. So, congratulations. I know when Brad comes back, we'll do it more formally. But you do a lot of work here, Charlie, and that's much appreciated. Even driving down past the school today, and my teeth aren't chattering. I mean, I know it's only temporary, but those are the things that residents in this town look forward to. So it's much appreciated, the work that you do. Something for you other three to think about is I've been accepted to the FBI National Academy beginning in January, so I will miss couple meetings, probably four, that I will not be here for, maybe five. After that, I'll probably take a vacation. But so I don't know how that works. I don't think I can vote by proxy, or I don't know how, but that's something for you all to think about. I'll be absent January through the middle of March. I think the only one other around here who has that credential is Chief Whalen. He's a graduate of the FBI National Academy, so I don't, there's a couple older ones who have since retired. I'm not looking forward to going to Quantico in the middle of winter, but I'll make it up, I'm sure, one way or another. I'll send you notes.
Congratulations.
Other than that, like I said, I appreciate everything you'll do going into the holiday. And, look forward to keep working with you.
It's all right, because Randy will make sure that he'll ask all the extra questions for you while you're going.
Randy, you let me know if they mess with you.
Terry?
Just a big thank you to NDOT for what they did along 31 today, or over the last week and a half. I know there was a lot of questions whether that was going to get done this year or not. Typically, the asphalt plants close down in November, so they really got it in, you know, just under the wire. But really appreciate what they did for us. And yeah, you're right, it's huge. And then some of the traffic issues we had, even though I think they were probably minimal, think how bad it's going to be in 2023 when they do the complete rebuild. But anyway, we'll deal with it. We're a strong town, and we will get through that. So that's all I have.
Mr. Mobley. Okay, I only have about 15, 20 minutes of stuff here, but no. Congratulations again, Scott. I'm happy for you. I hope you enjoy that and put that on your big resume that you have. That's a good deal.
Charlie's very happy because he won't have to hear
from me. I gotcha. You know, excited about the paving going on in town. And things are looking better. You know, feedback's great. For the most part, at any rate, you know, 31's just a gift compared to what it was. You know, it's really nice, and you know, it had some fundamental underlayment issues on my street. Just happened to be directly in front of my home, so that's been dealing with that. But I think the guys are on it. They're going to be back soon, fix it up. Past that, I'm just very thankful to be here this year. Didn't get to ride on the dump truck last year. I had COVID and was in the hospital, so I'm very blessed to be here and thankful, and hopefully I can wear an Eskimo suit and hang out with you guys this year.
Better dress warm, Randy. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, I'm pretty good with it. But anyway, just thankful to be able to serve the town of Sillersburg, and I think we have a great group and a good staff moving forward, and just glad to be here and feel blessed. Thankful for everybody that's here with us. That's all I have.
All right. So I got quite a quick question, because I noticed that the NDOT sign was still kind of up, and they have a date on it for this upcoming weekend. Are they doing other things on that road, or?
I honestly don't know.
I mean, what's been done is you know,
their goal was to complete that project in one weekend, so those signs may disappear. They can schedule all the way through basically the end of this month, depending on weather. I don't know if they're still intending to go back to do the center lane or not. It's my understanding they're just doing the drive lane, so those signs may disappear. Again, you know, with them doing it at night, in the time frame in which they did it, I mean, it will have a minimal impact if there is anything left. I think they might have some of the traffic loop signals, underground signalization triggers that they might have to address here at Utica Street. But I think outside of that, it's about four.
Well, I don't want to second what Scott said. I mean, you know, I appreciate everything that you do. You take a huge burden off of this council. And I think you know in your heart that how we all feel. And it's been a blessing that you're here and taking that weight off of us, so we can concentrate on, you know, talking more to the taxpayers in general. And so we appreciate that. Appreciate NDOT, what they've done with the repave. Yes, it's temporary, but I can vouch. You know, I went down there, and it's nice not having to get your teeth rattled as you're going past the cemetery, driving over that concrete. So that's nice, seeing all the road projects going on within the town, seeing the roads get paved that, you know, have not gotten done in many, many years. So there's a lot of positive things coming. Of course, like Charlie said, we got Christmas coming around the corner. I mean, really, if you think about it, it's only less than a little over a month away. So to have Santa Claus coming back, I know it was a big hit last year, and we're looking forward to doing it again this year. So, but other than that, just thank you to everybody that works for our town, all of our ladies in the back, and JTL. Appreciate everybody. Other than that, I make a motion to... Michelle, you got something for us?
Yes, I just want to, if there's any veterans in the room, thank you for your service. And a big thank you to all of our veterans. This Thursday is Veterans Day.
Correct. You know, I'd like to tag on that as well. As you know, kind of Michelle said there, thanks to our veterans. Just a reminder, Town Hall and the billing office will be closed. I think we are collecting trash that day, so we do have staff coming in, so we don't get behind on that. We do have a little bit of a staff shortage right now, where we're having to run a couple double routes on yard waste. So if your yard waste didn't get collected today, it'll get collected tomorrow. If it didn't get collected on Thursday, it'll get collected on Friday is the plan. So again, I just want to drop that out. I know I got a call today, I think from part of your area there, Randy. We've got some vacations going on. We have some staff out dealing with some family health issues and things of that nature. So we're running a little behind on the yard waste right now. So just want to put that out there.
You're not going to believe this, Matt, but I have a question for Charlie.
No way.
No, real quick, Charlie, I know you're going to give me a quick answer too, but the live stream, since we did live stream, did we record a meeting? Will it be posted?
The meeting is recorded, and when I figure out how to post it, I will post it. It's currently recording now. I think it has to do with Facebook going to Meta by Facebook or something, and they've updated security protocols, and there's a whole checklist of things that I have to do, and I don't even know if this camera will continue to work with that live stream. So it is being recorded, and I will post it. That is a great question. I wasn't here when this camera system and the money was spent with the camera system, the sound system, etc. that we have. I was able to get it to work, would fix the sound issues by those at home with a live stream, and now we've got a social media update that apparently is locking out this Mevo system, so I'll have to do a little bit of research on that, but I will get it fixed.
Take a look at all this stuff. This, I don't even know, that looks like it's from 1978. And we just fix all this so people can hear us. We have proper presentations, JTL, everybody comes up, and it's just, it's 2022. Nothing, you've done yeoman's work, but to make your life easy, right? So I saw you over there sweating, and I was, you push a button, it's 20, let's just move on. Whatever, just take what it is and see what the cost is. All I look and see here is wires. It makes me nervous. That spells a drink, and that's what you're getting. There's something to look for when I'm not here, okay?
Sure. I will take it under direction there, sir, and work that direction. So
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second. Thank you, Michelle.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meetings is done at Pat's 7:14.
I'll make something up.
Water runs downhill.